This takes us into Maseches Maisos Sheni, as we have now concluded Maseches Maisos, and we're now in Perek Rishon Mishnah Aleph of Maseches Maisos Sheni. Maisos Sheni is that portion of produce that is removed after one has taken Truma Gedola, where the recommended amount is either 1/40, which would be an Ayin Yafeh, or 1/50, which is the Midah Benonis. And then after that is taken Maaser Rishon, which is 1/10 of the produce. The Maaser Rishon is given to a Levi, who in turn takes from that 1/10 of the remaining produce, 1/10 of that amount, which is 1/100, and gives that as Trumas Maaser to the Kohen. And then what is left over of the produce, one takes 1/10 of what is left over, and that is Maaser Sheni. Now that Maaser Sheni is only taken during the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle. During the third and sixth years of the Shemitah cycle, that 1/10 amount that is taken after the Maaser Rishon is actually Maaser Ani, and it's given to Aniyim. But during the second, third, fourth, and fifth year, it's Maaser Sheni, and it's supposed to be taken up to Yerushalayim and Eden. If it's too difficult for the owner to take the produce to Yerushalayim to eat as Maaser Sheni, he can be pode it, he can redeem it for money. If he redeems it himself, he has to add 1/5 of the total amount, of the total value, so that if it was worth, for example, $100, then he adds another $25, so that the total value is $125. That's considered to be 1/5. And he takes that money to Yerushalayim, and once in Yerushalayim, he has to spend the money on food, and preferably on basar shlamim, preferably for meat, for animals that are going to be used to be sacrificed as korban shlamim. There are various rules concerning exactly how the produce can or can't be turned into money, as to when one is no longer allowed to redeem the produce, and with respect to what foodstuffs the person is allowed to spend the money in order to eat the produce b'kedushas Maaser Sheni. So some of these laws are described already in the first Mishnah in Maseches Maaser Sheni. The Mishnah says as follows: Mishnah Aleph Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni ain mochrin oso. You're not allowed to just sell it, meaning you can't sell it to a lokeach, to a purchaser outside of Yerushalayim, for that purchaser to bring it up himself to Yerushalayim. It should be brought, if you're going to want to convert the payos into money, so then you can cause it to be redeemed, for you to basically take money for redeeming the Maaser Sheni, in which you would set aside a certain amount of money, and then you would take that money to Yerushalayim to spend. But you can't get rid of the Kedushas Maaser Sheni by simply having it sold to somebody else, and then having the money basically turn into chulin, turn into a non sanctified amount of money. You can sell it for purposes of the sale itself constituting a pidyon, meaning that the purchaser now has a fruit that's considered to be completely secular fruit, and you have money that's considered to be sanctified money, and then you take that money to Yerushalayim to buy produce to eat b'kedushas Maaser Sheni. Ve'ein memashkin, and also you also it cannot be taken, say, by a lender who loaned money and the money wasn't paid up, and now he wants to take a mashkon, some collateral, until the money is paid up, so he cannot have the bezdin seize the assets from fruit of Maaser Sheni. Vein machlifin also, and you also cannot make a switch where basically you're giving produce of Maaser Sheni to somebody else that they will take to Yerushalayim, and they give you their completely non-sanctified produce that you'll be able to eat outside of Yerushalayim. This is similar to the first halacha of Ein Mochrin Oso. V'lo shoklin kenegdo, and you can't use the Maaser Sheni if they're very weighty fruits, for example, to use as scales. to weigh other items. If you know that these fruits are a couple of pounds, you can't put them on one side of a scale to weigh other produce, because that's not considered to be an appropriate usage of a Maisa Sheni produce. And you can't say to your friend in Yerushalayim, oh, here's my Maiser Sheni produce of wine, but I really want oil Maiser Sheni produce, so give me your oil Maiser Sheni produce. Both of them are going to eat the produce, the wine and the oil, Bikdusha, so consume it, Bikdusha is Maiser Sheni, but it doesn't matter, you're still not allowed to engage in this type of a barter of Maiser Sheni. V'chein shar kol ha'peiros, and so too, even other fruit where maybe the obligation of Maiser Sheni or Maisos in general is only midrabban, and you can't engage in this type of barter. Avon nosin lezelozem matanas chinam, but you are allowed, concludes the Mishnah, to give Maiser Sheni produce to somebody as an absolute gift. That means it has to be a real gift, because there are times that we would say that a gift is really being given because somebody has done something nice for you and so forth. But this has to be a real gift, where basically you're just inviting somebody to eat with you on your table, where it's assumed that what you give to gifts to guests, for example, is an outright gift, that people often have guests at the table without necessarily inviting them to return a favor, but just because people have guests. In fact, that's consistent with what the Mishnah says later on at the end of Mishnah Yud Beis, where one of the statements that a person makes with respect to their testimonial, when they do Bior Maiseh, that they've done everything correctly. So it says in Mishnah Yud Beis that Asisi Kefal Asher Tzivisani, I've done all according to what you commanded me, that Samachti V'Simachti Bo, that I have rejoiced in it, and I have caused others to be joyous as well, meaning that I have given it to others, I've given it to the Ger Asher B'Kevecha, I've given it to the needy, the stranger, those who really could benefit from the food. So we see that it is certainly permissible to give as an outright gift. That brings us to Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis in Maseches Maaser Sheni says Maaser Behema in Mochvin Oso Tamim Chai. Now, what is Maaser Behema? Maaser Behema is that when you have animals, so you're supposed to take from your pure animals and take them, and one and the tenth one that goes through the corral, as you're having the animals basically go through the corral, is supposed to be struck with a red stripe, that you are designating this animal as a Maiser. This is your Maiser Behema. The owner is supposed to sacrifice it as a korban, and it belongs to the owner. If it has a bal, if it has a mum, then of course it doesn't. It's not brought by the korban. It's not brought as a korban, and the owner eats it with its blemish outside of the mizbech. However, there's a special law, since it says with respect to Maiser Behema, the lo yigoyo, that it's not, can't be redeemed. That's the same lashon that's used with respect to cherim, to something which is set aside by somebody. It is sanctified by somebody for purposes of being given over to the Beis HaMikdash. It can't be sold or to Kohanim, depending on the type of cherim that it is. So since it says lo yigael there and it says lo yigael here, this means that Maaser Behema simply cannot be sold. So therefore, the Mishnah teaches us in Mochvin also it cannot be sold. Tamim chai, it can't be sold if it is a tam, and therefore it can be offered on the Mizbeach. So it can't be sold even before it has been slaughtered, and certainly after it has been slaughtered. Lo ba'amum, and if it's a ba'amum, similarly the halach of lo yigael applies, and chai b'shachut, it can't be sold whether it's alive or whether it has been shechted. The ein mekachin bo isha, and it can't be used by the owner of the animal to marry a woman, because that itself is considered to be a transaction that would be a violation of lo yigael. As it says, ki yikach ishisha, that a person transactionally marries a woman. Habechor, when it comes to a bechor, when it comes to a firstborn animal, so that's subject to different halachos. There, the halacha is that a bechor behema tahora is supposed, the firstborn of an animal is supposed to be given to a kohen, and the kohen then is makrivit ala mizbeach, and if it's a baal mum, then the kohen does not have to bring it to be brought on the mizbeach. But when it comes to a Bechor, there is no such restriction against it being sold by the Kohanim, and therefore, says the Mishnah, Mochrin Oso Tomim Chai, a Kohen is allowed to sell it when it is still unblemished, when it is alive. This is talking about when it's not the Zman Shel Beis HaMikdash, in which case the Kohen doesn't have to bring it as a Korban, but basically we just wait around for a Bechor to receive a blemish, so the Kohen can sell it to another Kohen to wait for it to receive a blemish. And if it would be a Tamim Shachut, So that's a different story, because if it was already slaughtered, since we're talking about the times in which there is no Beis HaMikdash nowadays, then it has to be buried, since it cannot be eaten at all, since it was since there is no it wasn't slaughtered properly on a Mizbech during the time that the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim. So then we say that it's if I have a Bechor which is a which is a tamim, which does not have a blemish, since it is omed to be sacrificed on the mizbeach, then the kohen does not have any intrinsic schus, and then he would not be allowed under such circumstances to sell it. However, a balmum for sure, if it has a blemish, for sure it's not designated on the mizbeach, whether we're talking about during the time of the Beis HaMikdash or nowadays, that for sure could be sold by the Kohen, whether it's still alive or whether it's been shechted. About Mum Chai Bishachut could be sold by the Kohen. And since here there is no Pasuk indicating that it doesn't belong to a Kohen or can't be sold, the only Pasuk is Lo Sipte, that it can't be redeemed, but it certainly can be sold. Therefore, Mekachin Bo Isha, therefore we don't mind if the Kohen uses it for transactional purposes to marry a woman with a Bechor. Ein Mechal in Maaser Sheni Al Asimon, a couple of other important halachas relating to Maaser Sheni. One cannot cause the Maaser Sheni to become Nischalel, to have its Kedusha be removed from it, unless it is done on an actual coin, because the pasuk says v'tzartar hakesef biyotcha, which means it has to be a kesef sheyesh bo tzura. It has to be a kesef that actually has the form of a stamp on it, that it's a real coin with the image that would typically be on a coin and not an asimon. They used to use asimonim to make telephone calls in Eretz Yisrael, right? So those were little round things that didn't really have any specific form. So that's the same type of idea that is conveyed by the word in the Mishnah. It means it's kesef that does not have a tzura, so that cannot be used for purposes of Maaser Sheni, of Maaser Sheni nullification. Below Alamat Be'ah Sheinu Yotzei, similarly, the Maaser Sheni cannot be nullified, the Kedusha cannot be nullified upon a coin which is not Yotzei, which is not accepted in the marketplace, which is not used as legal tender. Below, because it says, you have to be able to spend it on anything that you want, which means it has to be roi lahotza, it has to be something which can be spent in the marketplace. And similarly, the money has to be biyadcha, it has to be in your possession. If you have money that fell into the river, even though divers can come and recover it, but it's not accessible to you, so that also would not be allowed to be used as the money for the cancellation of the Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni produce.